Ernie Wilson take charge of this school, July 1st, 1889. Very few children present, owing to haymaking and preparation for the village feast. I see Dar made a similar entry when he took over Burton London School 20 years before me. We were both 25 when we started, only he already had 4 children. I resigned from my new school in County Durham after he died. Our patron, Miss Schiffner, and Ma both begged me. What else could I do? I started as a pupil teacher under Dar at 14 and obtained my certificate at 19. I didn't always live up to his standards. He once wrote, "Annie Wilson very much improved, though wanting a kind and pleasant manner." I managed, with help from Ma and my sisters. Our baby, Mary, became my assistant. She was better with the little ones, as His Majesty's inspector pointed out. "There is little or no improvement in the quality of the work, but the infants are pleasantly taught." He said I had no control over the older boys, and they should transfer to a school with a master. They always liked the sewing, but that was Ma, of course. Then the yearly remarks about the offensive state of the offices, as if we didn't know. In summer, we couldn't open the windows for the stench. In his letters, my brother Arthur called him that old devil of an inspector. After 24 years of such complaints from London and Wakefield, the managers had the privies rebuilt, yet still made no provision for a drill ground. The diocesan visitor always praised our religious instruction, else I really think I would have thrown in the towel. Arthur's letters from Canada kept me going. I didn't mind sending him the Yorkshire Post and money when needed. He usually paid me back. I used to read extracts to the children, tales of the Indians, wild animals and camp life for their geography lesson. The village people never thought much of us. Many were chapel, not church. As well as receiving their school pence, Dar collected their taxes and enumerated the census. We knew too much about them. The attendance was often poor. The parents wanted the boys on the farms and the girls in the dairy or in service, earning their keep. When Dr. Josephine Coupland came in 1912, she was strict about excluding children with infection. She trained under Dr. Garrett Anderson, you know. As well as colds and influenza, we had scarlet fever, measles and diphtheria. Mary tells me children are immunised against that now. We closed for 5 weeks before the previous coronation because of whooping cough. They sat the children on the edge of the lime kilns to inhale the fumes, supposedly to clear their chests. It was always so very cold in winter. After the war, it was even worse. We pleaded with the education officer to let us have fuel for the stove, but his reply was quite uncalled for. And it was just after we lost Arthur. We really thought he had recovered from those dreadful wounds. Here we are, June 3rd, 1915. Mary E. Wilson absent for afternoon school, having gone to see a brother who has been wounded. I couldn't go, of course. I always feared those Germans would do us harm. After the armistice, Arthur still wrote from the Canadian camp in Surrey, but he was chiefly concerned with Jessie and the children. I tried to help him with little loans when I could. None of us got over the shock when he died so suddenly. There are 10 names on the church lich gate, including Arthur. I taught several of them. We always mark our Mr. Stay and lay flowers on his grave. When the managers took away my assistant in 1922, I lost heart. Many families had left for better paid work in the towns. Pupil numbers were so low they wanted to close the school, but the office said no. So when I resigned in 1925, Beatrice Jewett was appointed. Mary made sure the children sang very sweetly to me on my last day. She said I had taught more than 630 children from the ages of 7 to 14 over 50 years. It was so pleasant when John Arthur came to live with us. He doesn't get on with his stepfather, which was no surprise to me, after all I taught him. We aunts loved to take the boy with us to Whitley Bay. He insisted on wearing his new school uniform on the sands. I used to read him stories from his father's letters. He has the same taste for adventure as Arthur. I get rather muddled these days. After all, I am 82, or is it 83? But I know John Arthur is back with us from the Navy now this awful war is over. I'm so exhausted now, but he will take care of everything for us, just like his dear father. Good night.